Oranges and lemons, say the bells of St. Clement's. Here comes a candle to light you to bed, and here comes a chopper to chop off your head. Chip chop, chip chop, the last man is dead. What do you think about the old nursery rhymes and stories? Some are really quite gruesome, and yet children have sung and played with them for centuries. Rock-a-bye baby in the treetop. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall, and down will come baby, cradle and all. Three blind mice, see how they run. They all ran after the farmer's wife, who cut off their tails with a carving knife. They can be gruesome. In our Sunday church service, we were wondering, is it helpful or not to have these sort of stories? Modern stories are often much milder and avoid mentions of pain and death. Should we protect children from these stories? Stories, for example, in the Bible, where there's a lot of pain and death, including Jesus. Or are they in fact helpful in gently introducing children to life's realities? I was partly stimulated to ask these questions by my own toddler son's books, which are a mixture of gruesome stories, which I tend to slide past, and stories that avoid any reality whatsoever, even a children's Bible that has no pain and no death even of Jesus. By contrast, think of what happens to Little Red Riding Hood and her grandmother and the gingerbread boy all getting eaten, which maybe suggests children can cope with more than we think. I was also stimulated to think about this by an article I read in the press last week about how different generations are coping with the virus. It suggested that some who are younger have not coped well with the threat of the virus compared to some who are older, because they haven't experienced as much death and pain in their life. So the fear of the virus was maybe worse for some young people compared to older folk, despite the actual effects being far worse. Now, whether that's true or not, it's an interesting argument that we need stories to help teach children and us about the reality of pain in life. And then we watched in our Sunday service a clip from the recent cricket test match between England and West Indies, where one of cricket's greats spoke passionately about the need to overcome racial tensions by teaching history, our history, as it really was, teaching religion as it really was, with all its gruesome bits, including slavery. It challenges me, at least, to revisit the way we understand our own history, and makes me try and work more to get the right balance in the way I let my son see both human hurt and human goodness in the right way at the right time. And just maybe the old stories have their place, and Bible stories as well. What do you think?